Hey, it's Mike Church reminding you that life's biggest challenges can be conquered by prayer. Well, here's a little secret. Praying is made more powerful when you pray in Latin. But most people are horrified of even trying. Well, you're not alone. That's why I'm proud to introduce you to the Pray Latin Prayer Card Company. In no time, you'll learn the Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be prayers in Latin. Pray Latin Prayer Cards, available at MikeChurch.com/Latin. Learn Latin, pray Latin, because the devil hates Latin.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacy Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, January 22nd, 2020. I'm Stacy Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by the Pray Latin Prayer Cards Company. These top-quality prayer cards are available at MikeChurch.com/Latin. Learn Latin, pray Latin, because the devil hates Latin. Here's what to listen for this hour. One thing Republicans and Democrats agreed on last night: they were both tired after the impeachment proceedings and went into the wee hours. The first mass shooting of the year happened in Utah, and the cold weather is causing iguanas to fall on people. As the Senate impeachment trial dragged on late Tuesday night with a series of similar Democrat-proposed subpoena requests that Republicans methodically shot down one by one, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell offered Democrats an option. Just bundle all your document requests into a stack for a single vote so that the process could move along. But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was having none of that, and he made it clear that he wanted individual votes on each of their proposed amendments to McConnell's rules, no matter how long it took. There will be a good number of votes. We're willing to do some of those votes tomorrow. There's no reason we have to do them all tonight and inconvenience the Senate and Chief Justice John Roberts. But we'll not back off on getting votes on all of these amendments, Schumer said. Roberts, who has overseen the impeachment trial, has a scheduled oral argument at the Supreme Court at 10 a.m. Wednesday morning. Ooh, he's going to have a tough time getting up. Well, at least 9 people are dead in China. More than 400 have been infected as the Wuhan coronavirus continues to spread throughout Asia and across the world. The first U.S. case has actually been confirmed. The U.S. announced the first case of the new coronavirus Tuesday. They're planning to begin health screenings at airports now. Human-to-human transmission has been confirmed. The Chinese government says the new strain of the coronavirus can spread between people, raising the possibility of increased transmissions as China enters into the busy Lunar New Year travel period. Coming up, our saint of the day, two saints again today. They were beheaded together along with 70 others. Quote of the day: you must ask God to give you power to fight against the sin of pride, which is your greatest enemy, the root of all that is evil and the failure of all that is good. For God resists the proud. St. Vincent de Paul. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey, dude, do you know someone who's a coffee snob who thinks that gourmet coffee is poured by purple-headed baristas at a $4 cafe? Well, grab your pal by the man bun and lead him over to the Founders Trading Post, where we feature the finest and tastiest hand-roasted coffees in all of America, including our newest edition, Abbey Roast, from the Benedictine Brothers of Our Lady of Guadalupe Monastery in Silver City, New Mexico. Brother Bernard hand-roasts 9 unique blends of coffee, including their award-winning Brazilian Roast, their ultra-robust French Roast, and the aromatic Espresso Roast. We carry all of the Abbey Roast coffees and are proud to assist Brother Bernard and the Benedictine monks in their missions. Buy a bag or 9 of craft roasted Abbey Roast coffee today by heading to MikeChurch.com/coffee or order by phone at 844-527-8723.
Our saints of the day are St. Vincent and Anastasius. St. Vincent was born in Spain. He was an earnest student even as a child. He learned the sacred sciences from Valerius, Bishop of Saragossa, and then he took over the work of preaching the gospel since the bishop could not fulfill his preaching office because of an impediment of speech. For this reason, Vincent was reported to the wicked, perfect Dacian and brought to him in Valencia. He suffered imprisonment, hunger, racking, and many other tortures, and he gained the crown of martyrdom on the 22nd of January. Anastasius was a Persian monk. He made a pilgrimage to the holy places in Jerusalem. In Palestine, he steadfastly endured imprisonment and scourging for professing his faith in Christ. Soon after, in Persia, he was afflicted by the king with many tortures for the same cause, and he was beheaded, together with 70 other Christians. His relics were first brought to Jerusalem, then taken to Rome, and finally placed in a monastery. Residents in the town of Grantsville, Utah, are still searching for answers as to why a young boy allegedly killed four of his family members inside their home. Police Corporal Rhonda Fields announced Monday the names of the four victims of the Haney family. They were allegedly shot and killed by their juvenile relative. Fields said the suspect's name, age, or exact relationship he has with the family are not being released until he's formally charged by prosecutors. The quadruple homicide is the first homicide of this magnitude in the town, population 11,568, according to the 2018 U.S. Census Bureau, in almost 20 years. It's also the first mass shooting of the year, according to the FBI's definition, where three or more people, not including the shooter, were killed. Freeze warnings and a hard freeze warning are in effect across Florida and Georgia through this morning. Tuesday afternoon, the National Weather Service in Miami issued a rare forecast regarding cold temps, but it was for iguanas. Yes, you heard that correctly. Don't be surprised if you see iguanas falling from the trees tonight, tweeted the Miami National Weather Service office. The concern is for people in South Florida because these iguanas often sleep in trees, so when their bodies go dormant, they appear to fall from the sky onto streets, cars, pools, or even people walking around. And since iguanas are large, like the adult males can reach 5 feet and weigh about 20 pounds, smacking in the side of the head, that's going to knock you out. It can be dangerous if they land on top of you. Good news, though, as soon as it warms up, they're back to their old selves. Derek Jeter was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame Tuesday after an illustrious career with the New York Yankees, but there was one voter who believed that the shortstop shouldn't have been honored with enshrinement on his first go-round. Jeter received 99.7% of the vote, falling one vote short of a unanimous election. He would have joined Mariano Rivera as the only two players to be elected into the Hall of Fame unanimously. Rivera was inducted last year. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.